Okay, B'siyata Shemaya, I just want to share a little idea from Rav Dessler on the parasha about Shabbos. Okay, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Nun Vav. Very famous pasuk. It says, that pasuk is talking about the Geula. Right, everyone knows the famous song. That pasuk is talking about the Geula, and it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Shalom, Baruch Abba, Simon, Ezekiel. Before that, a few psukim earlier, it's an interesting pasuk over there in Yeshaya. It says, Kiko Amar Hashem, Hashem said, Lasarisim, to the barren ones, those who didn't have children. You have to see the context, but the important point is what we're about to see. Asher Yishmeru Es Shabsosai, who are Shomer my Shabsosai, my Shabbatot. And then the pasuk continues to describe what the results of keeping Shabbos are. But the Gemara that we're about to see is going to make a big deal about the choice of the word that the pasuk says, "Asher Yishmeru Es Shabbosai," because you know, other places in the Torah it says, "V'shamim v'nei Yisrael es Shabbos," Lazarus is a Shabbos. Right? And over here it says Shabsosai, focusing on the plural. Interesting. Okay, we have the pasuk of Avios Melharkachi, talking about the Geula. And right before, a couple of psukim earlier, it speaks about Bnei Yisrael who Asher Yishmeru as Shabsosai. Good. That's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Okay. There's a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Bet. Okay, this is a beautiful thought from Rav Dessler Baruch Abba Tami Gurman. Beautiful thought from Rav Dessler. And hopefully in the next few minutes, we'll come out with a lot of chizuk for Shabbos Kodesh. So here's the Gemara that builds off the diuk in those psukim. Somewhat of a well-known Gemara. Am Rabbi Yochanan Nishun, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Il Molei Meshamrin Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos. And if it were that Bnei Yisrael would keep two Shabbosos, like it should be kept, Miyad Nigalim, they would immediately be redeemed. They would immediately have the Geula. Shenemar, as it says, Ko Hamar Hashem Lasarisim, it brings that pasuk in Yeshaya. Asher Yishmeru Es Shabbosai, I keep my Shabbatot. And right afterwards it says, Aviyoyisim El Harkotshi, Esimachim Medez Tivilasi. One second, I just opened the door and closed it quickly. The new building, there's a simcha going on outside, as always. So because the pasuk says Rav Yosmel Harkosh is machnes vlosi, speaking about the geula, and right before it it says Asher Yishmeru Shabbosai, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says if Bnei Yisrael keep two Shabboses, Shabbosai, two Shabbatot, then they will be redeemed. Interesting. Okay, that's the Gemara. Bnei Yisrael keeps two Shabboses, Miyad Megalim. But Shabbos is such a big thing, deserving of Geula. So why two Shabboses? That's a little funny. Like, it should be one Shabbos. Or 10 Shabboses. I don't know. You keep all Bnei Yisrael keep Shabbos, like Mordechai ben David says in his famous song. Just one Shabbos and we'll all be free. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, really, two Shabboses. Okay, so we're wondering, what's the significance of two Shabboses leading to Geula? So if Esther teaches, and we'll build this up, Ezrat Hashem, that there are, it's not talking about two actual Shabboses on the calendar, but there are two potential Shabboses in every Shabbos. Every Shabbos has two levels, we'll call it. There's a higher Shabbos, there's a lower Shabbos, there's an inner Shabbos, there's the outer Shabbos. There's the simple Shabbos, there's the higher potential of Shabbos. What is that? How do you get it? Let's see. First, I'm going to read you Gemara in Sanhedrin. And then we'll bring it back to Shabbos. Interesting Gemara in Sanhedrin, speaking about the Geula and the Messiah, the Mashiach. It's a little bit of a cute machlokas, actually. You're going to like this. There's a machlokas of what is the name of Mashiach. So it says, Debei Rebbe Yana, this is on Sanhedrin, Tzadi Ches, Amud Beis. Debei Rebbe Yana, the base medrash of Rebbe Yanai. They said that the name of Mashiach is Yinon. Yinon Shemo. His name is going to be Yinon. The base medrash of Rebbe Yanai said his name is going to be Yinon. A little similar to the Rebbe's name. Interesting. The American Pasuk. It says, Yishmo, the Olam of the Shemesh, Yinon Shemo. Beautiful. Okay, so the base letters of Rebbe Yanai, if you ask them what's the Mashiach's name is going to be, they said, you know. Happens to be my third name, but recall. Tebe Rebbe Chanina, the base letters of Rebbe Chanina, you're not going to believe what they said. They said, Chanina Shema. His name is going to be Chanina. That's real love for your Rebbe. Shin Emar, as it says, Asher lo etim lechem Chanina, a pasuk in Yirmiyah. Okay, so they each bring psukim. The base medrash Rebbe Yanai said, Mashiach, his name is going to be Yinon. Yana Yinon. The base medrash Rebbe Chanina, they said his name is going to be Chanina. And they each have psukim. Rav Dessler explains that there are really two aspects of Mashiach that each one is focusing on. Yinon, Rashi says by that pasuk, is a lashon of malchus, of kingship, rulership. Chanina means grace. And like we know, the Gemara says that Mashiach is going to come either in a time where Klal Yisrael is completely desperate, kulo chayev, and it will come as a grace from above. And that's what the Beis Medrash of Chanina would focus on. We'll call it the lower level Mashiach. And the Beis Medrash of Yanai spoke about the Yinon Mashiach, where Klal Yisrael ruled over themselves and took control like kings. And through that, the Rezocha to Geula. That's what Desu's explanation in this machlokas of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yanai, that Yinon represents Klal Yisrael on a high level where they have control, like a melech. Yinon is Lashon Malchus, and they deserve Mashiach because they're kulo zakai. They merited it. Whereas Rabbi Chanina is focusing on Klal Yisrael meriting Mashiach out of desperation because they need the grace, the chanina, like chinam. It just comes for free. Chain. That's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Back to Shabbos. Kuf Yud Tesamet Aleph. You're not going to believe this. This is mamish beautiful. We're just going to touch upon it. There's a famous Gemara. Shabbos Kuf Yud Tes speaks about the Amoraim greeting Shabbos. Okay, listen to this. It says that on Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Chanina, remember him? Me'atef v'koi apanya d'mali Shabbos. He would get dressed and go out on Erev Shabbos. Amar, he would say, Bo'u, v'netze, let's go out, likras Shabbos Hamalka, the Shabbos Queen. Rabbi Chanina, says the Gemara, would go out Erev Shabbos and say, Bo, Netze, Likras Shabbos Malkasa. Let's go out and greet the Shabbos Queen. Rabbi Yanai, right after that, says Rabbi Yanai, no connection to that Gemara in Sanhedrin. Lavish Mani, he would wear his clothes on Erev Shabbos, Mali Shabbos, Omar, Boichala, Boichala. Come, my bride, come, my bride. Rabbi Chanina would greet the Shabbos Queen, and Rabbi Yane would greet the Kala. Interesting. Must be a difference. Something's going on here. It's not even brought as machlokes. Very interesting. So says Rabbi Dessler again, we see the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Chanina and the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai taking a little bit of a different approach, focusing on a different aspect. And like by Mashiach, like the Geula, Rabbi Chanina is focusing on the Shabbos as a Malka, where Shabbos, where the Kedusha of Shabbos is given as a Chanina, as a graceful present, a gift, like a queen that rules from above. That as Shabbos comes in, Hashem rests the queen of Shabbos on all of Bnei Yisrael, and there's a higher level of Kedusha and Emes and everything that Shabbos comes along with. And Rabbi Yanai focused on even a higher level, a more inner level of Shabbos, which was the Kala, the bride, which is not something that comes from above, but something that you're greeting, that you come to like a chassan in Greek, because the Medrash says that in the creation of the world, Sunday married Monday, and Tuesday married Wednesday, and Thursday married Friday. They were all zivugim, happily ever after, walking off in the sunset. And Friday came to Hashem and said, who's my zivug? I'm lonely. And Hashem said, Bnei Yisrael will be your zivug. And that's the Kala. We all know the Shabbos Kala. Who's the chassan? Atah. You're the chassan. We're the chassan. If we're zayfa. Says Rav Dessler that everybody, all of Bnei Yisrael gets the Shabbos Queen, the Shabbos Malka. Everybody. That's something that comes from above. That's Chanina. But Yanai, to deserve the Shabbos as a bride, you have to come as a chassan. You have to be a yinon. You have to be someone of a melech. And you have to cleanse yourself before Shabbos. If you're uncleansed coming into Shabbos, you'll get the Shabbos queen. You can even be zochet to Shabbos as a kala if you prepare and you cleanse yourself and you bring an element of holiness to the Shabbos. Then everyone on their own level can be zochet to a kala, which means that two people could be sitting at the same exact Shabbos table, the same day of the year, experiencing something totally different. He could be in the queen, and you could be with the kala and the queen. Unbelievable. Mamish unbelievable. So with that in mind, I just want to speak out a few points from Mishnah Berurah in terms of Shabbos preparation and how to get your. And as I was looking through this yesterday, over Shabbos, I found an unbelievable line in the Mishnah Berurah. Mamish unbelievable. If you chop the Dessa's point, this is like Ruach Kodesh written in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll see a few points about preparing for the Shabbos bride, Shabbos Kala. So firstly, I have to show you this. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah Siman Reish Nun, Sif Katan Gimel, he says like this, Kaslu Hasvarim, it's written in the books. That's what Bergwitz calls the good books. It's written in the books. Yaharher b'tshuva. A person should think about tshuva. Dwell, ponder thoughts of tshuva. Yafashish b'maisa. And do a little inventory on his actions. B'chol Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos. Now the next few lines are biblical. This is prophetic. I just saw this yesterday. I almost fell off the couch. You ready? Again, do tshuva on Erev Shabbos and feel out your ma'asim every Erev Shabbos. Ki Shabbos, because Shabbos Mikri is called Kala Malkasa. Shabbos is called the Kala Malkasa. Whoa! I never saw that lashon anywhere. Kala Malkasa. It's almost like straight out of this Torah from Avodasa, that it's the Kala with the Malka, and if you want to get not just the Malka, but the Kala also, you have to be Mefashme Shemaisav and be Mehara and Betshuva every Erev Shabbos. Unbelievable. Okay, look it up yourself. Reish Nun, Sivkot, and Gimel. Wow. Says when you're greeting such a being, such a experience of Shabbos, you have to come prepared. Okay, so that's number one. Erev Shabbos is a time of little thoughts, go over the week, tshuva. You know, famously, the minhag, a lot of clients also go to the mikvah as part of the cleansing. But more than that, inner. You know, time to cleanse, to make room in our heart for the extra level of Kedusha Shabbos. Secondly, just in terms of Hachanas for Shabbos, I think the tshuva is the main point of what we've been discussing. But in terms of Hachanas for Shabbos, I'm sure you guys know, just a chazer, especially for the married chevra, those who will soon be married, which is all of you, name, says that even if you have many, many servants in your house, you should always be sure to prepare something for Shabbos on your own. Siman Reish Nun Sif Aleph brings many Amoraim and Chazal, cut wood for the fire, light the fire, everyone did something else. Because that is the kavod of a person is to be mechavet the Shabbos. So it's minhag Yisrael for everybody, even Gedolei Torah. Mishnah Berurah writes, he says, "There are easy Anshei Maaseh." Mishnah Berurah says himself, "I've seen many big people, Gedolei Torah, that would sweep the house by themselves on their own." That it should be clean for Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah testifies that he's seen Gedolei Torah sweeping the floors for Shabbos. So there's nothing degrading about 10 minutes in your dorm room mopping up the floor. The opposite, that's tremendous kavod for yourself to be mechabed the Shabbos. Whatever it is, anyone who's been to my house knows that the special garlic oil dip. I wouldn't let anybody prepare that, chas v'shalom. Nobody touches the garlic. It's my, sometimes more than that, but for sure, mechala pachot, the minimum, is it's my special treat to be able to prepare the garlic oil for Shabbos, in addition to candles. That's for sure the minhag. Every husband sets up the Shabbos candles for his wife. But to prepare something, be a lot. You cook the whole Shabbos, but prepare to have your yad, have your hand in the hachonas for Shabbos. And okay, that's number two. Number three, also, you all know, which is the chazer, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kol mizanot, kodeh by Mishnah Berurah, and Reish Mem Beisiv Katan Dalet, all of the person's parnasa, kol mizanot shel adam, ketzuvin lo mirosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah, is set from one Rosh Hashanah to the next, chutz, from Otzaz Shabbos v'yamtiv, Otzaz banav atam etarav. And in the two things, what he spends on his children's Torah and what he spends on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Person spends money on Shabbos, it's not part of the cheshbon. It's like your Uncle Danny says, here's a credit card, I'm coming for Shabbos, it's on me, make sure it's nice. You would have a great Erev Shabbos, the best of the best. Obviously, within norm. Later is what would be normal for you, but to push and to understand that Hashem takes care of us in Shabbos, and to go out even if you're in yeshiva and everything will be served to you, but to get something special, to train ourselves even as bachrim to spend a little extra on Shabbos, a little more than we would for a regular day. It's known in the minhag of Beis Shammai, which is what we follow, is that Beis Shammai the whole week he would be looking out for good food, for treats, for Shabbos, and even on Sunday, Monday, and that would be a fulfillment of the mitzvah to be zorcha l'Shabbos all week, to remember the Shabbos all week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, if you saw something nice, you would get it and put it aside for Shabbos. Even Beis Hillel would wait till Erev Shabbos until he had bitachon, tremendous bitachon that Hashem would bring him the nicest stuff Erev Shabbos. But for us, if you see something nice, even on Tuesday, you're being mechanet Shabbos, put it away. To train ourselves, develops a beautiful kavod for Shabbos. And again, the more we prepare from our own, the more we come to Shabbos ready, especially cleansing ourselves, thinking about our maisim, our midos, especially over the last week, to have a moment of introspection, Erev Shabbos, Ezrat Hashem will be zocha to not only experience the Shabbos that comes for free, the chanina, the malkasa from above, but also to be able to say with a full heart, boichala, boichala, be able to greet the Shabbos as a bride, to be the chasan, to be zocha to the higher level of Shabbos. And if all of Klai Yisrael were zochah to do that together, miyad nigalim, be zochah to the geula, and heirav yameinu, amen.